The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is a Monday morning, the start of a new week for us, and I am joined here this morning by Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
I hope that you had a very nice weekend.
I had a lovely weekend, very, very nice, and the start of a very interesting week because I know that a lot of progress has been made at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center location over the weekend.
Well, we are getting close, but we still have an opening planned for sometime around the middle of November. God willing, if he watches over us and all the workmen that have to do what they have to do get completed, we should be open the middle of November. But we'll keep our listeners abreast of progress. And as a reminder, you can go to the site, info@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com, and be able to view the pictures that of the progress that has taken place every week posted there for your convenience. And as a reminder, we do also have a posting of all the shows that we've done. And can you believe it's, I think it's a month already that we've been on the air.
Wow.
5 days a week.
Congratulations to us. Very nice.
It's hard to believe, but it definitely has come around. And I go back to the old days when you do five shows, and it was just a pleasure discussing nutrition information and the benefits that people can derive by listening to the important information that we want to share with them.
The benefits that we can derive because of all of the research, all of the information that comes into our computers and iPads and so on. And certainly when I'm reading through all of that information, I think of a number of different clients that I work with that, oh, this information would be very good for this person, and that information, I need to forward it to that client. So it's certainly something that keeps us on our scientific toes.
Without a doubt. And we do have some very special guests this week. I know Wednesday we have Dan Chapman from Red Remedies, who will be discussing the many benefits of the condition-specific formulas that he has developed over many years. He has been in the health food industry since he's been a kid. And I mean a kid like he's 3-4 years old. He's now in his 30s. So he is well-versed in all aspects of health conditions as it relates to the human body. And his family is still in the health food business in the Illinois area. But we'll hear more about that from Dan on Wednesday when he's our special guest. On Thursday, I know you have the pleasure of speaking to Sherry's husband, Robert, who has set up Sherry Rogers for our show on Thursday. And if memory serves me correctly, Janet, can you let our listeners in on what we'll be talking about?
Absolutely. Sherry has written a book with, I'm going to say, pretty controversial title. And the book is Your Cardiologist Killing You? And I can certainly plug into that title because I speak to so many people with heart issues, and some of the medications and some of the procedures that they're subjected to I'll just use the term harsh, and these procedures and medications don't necessarily move the patient toward wellness. So it'll be so interesting to hear Sherry Rogers speak from her perspective. Is your cardiologist killing you?
I would like to interject by saying that when she first came out with the book, which was several years ago, she was kind enough to autograph a copy to my cardiologist, who's at the Cleveland Clinic, Dr. Howard Bush. And he thought it was a very interesting read. He didn't confirm or deny some of the aspects of what she wrote about, but he is a believer of healing holistically as well as conventional. And I admire him for those beliefs because he has treated me now for the last 22 years. And I applaud his openness and his open mind to the healing power of what natural remedies can do for the body, in addition to where it's necessary, conventional treatment to make your body better. So that's going to be on.
Here we have two medically trained professionals, Dr. Howard Bush at Cleveland Clinic and Dr. Sherry Rogers, enlarging their sphere of knowledge by taking in the scientific information available with regard to supporting heart health.
And I know that over the course of the next several months, Dr. Howard Bush will join us on one of our future shows and talk about the Cleveland Clinic, who I admire greatly for all the work they've done, and the amount of openness that they will share with you as it relates to conventional medicine versus holistic medicine and a combination of both, which I think is where most people have to look at most times. But you always want to try the easy stuff first.
Good idea. Right. Easy stuff. Yes.
Now, we had a radio show on Friday, and our special guest was Dan Lifton from Quality of Life Laboratories. And unfortunately, during the course of the show, we had two questionnaires come in.
Okay.
From a couple of our listeners that had been kind enough to call in and ask a question. So at this particular time, what I'd like to do is tackle these two questions for their responses, Janet.
My favorite thing to do, call in questions from our listeners.
Okay. And today, since we don't have a guest, if anybody does have any questions and they want to call in to ask a question, please feel free to do so at 1-888-565-1470. That's 1-888-565-1470. And here's the first question. It says, do you recommend a type of candle? And the example that was given when it was called in was like soy candles. So I will bow to your response to the question.
Okay.
I personally don't use candles. That's my own opinion. I do use them at Hanukkah when we light candles for Hanukkah. That's 8 nights. But other than that, my wife and I do not use candles for whatever reason. I have nothing against candles, but we don't use them. But let me hear what you have to say.
And I use lots of candles. So when you come to my house, you may very well, you have a high probability of seeing a candle burning. So, yes, soy candles. When you take a look at the outgassing from some of the very inexpensive and artificially fragranced candles, they have toxic ingredients that essentially pollute your indoor air. So you want to go with the high quality candles, the candles that are very well known, that don't have artificial scents added to the wax. And most likely you're able to find those in a health food store. Very rarely will you find it in one of the discount stores or big box stores.
Well, but give me some idea as to what the candles are made of, that if a person went to choose a candle, this particular caller mentioned soy candles.
Right.
What other kind of candles are there?
Well, most, see, I have to say right off the top of my head, I don't necessarily know what the base ingredient other than wax is there. So the soy-based candles, number one, are going to burn a little cleaner so that there will be fewer substances released into the atmosphere of your home or patio, wherever you're using the candle. And the most negative substance in some of the less expensive candles would be the artificial fragrance. And that fragrance may very well contain synthetic and toxic ingredients. And then the colors that are added. So all of these substances that are added to the base ingredient wax, those things very much can be, these added ingredients may very well be the toxic substance. And the soy candles, as I said, are just going to burn cleaner.
So you're saying that if people are going to be looking for candles to burn with less toxic ingredients,
right,
they should definitely go to soy.
Absolutely, yes. There's a lot of information on the internet with regard to the cleaner burning candles and less toxins released into the atmosphere when you go with those soy-based candles that don't have artificial scents. They have natural fragrances.
So they do come with scents.
Absolutely, yes. Okay.
And I guess that's what makes people buy them, for the scent of what they want to have around them,
right,
in their home.
Right. So one of the things that I very often do, well, I will choose just a plain white candle, no scents added, nothing, no color added, and I will add essential oils. Once the candle is burning, the little puddle of melted wax right next to the wick, I will put a couple of drops of different essential oils that I want to kind of flavor the air, so to speak.
And how long does a candle generally last?
Some of the candles, there are candles that are meant to burn for 7 days. There are tiny little candles that maybe would last for 6 or 7 hours. And it depends. Sometimes people will cover the candle over and snuff it out and, you know, use it repeatedly, just kind of turn it on and turn it off.
Same candle.
Same candle.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to research the Yahrzeit glasses that in the Jewish population we light for the departed.
Right.
And we do that on their anniversary based upon when they passed. And I never really checked the ingredients in which in those candles. But they generally will burn for 24 hours. And now that we're on the topic, I'm going to have to do some research on it and see what I could find out what those candles are composed of.
Yeah, my understanding is that they're just plain wax candles, no color added, no scent added, and just very, very basic in a little glass container. And that's one of the type of candle that I would add my own essential oil to. And it's time for us to take a break here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Mr. Al Foreman, and we're certainly very happy to take your questions. 888-565-1470 is the number to call, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Janet Cimarelli wants to keep you posted on an incredible supplement shopping opportunity coming soon to Margate, 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, just south of Sample Road on the west side of State Road 7, or otherwise known as 441. You will find a Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. Stop in and say hello. Get the latest news on EDLP and the great things you will soon find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Incredible pricing, knowledgeable vitamin specialists, free nutrition counseling, all coming soon.
Want to keep up to date on progress at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate? You can visit SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. Do you want to find out even more? Go to info@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. And tune in every day for the latest updates on special events coming up at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more about the low, low prices coming soon at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm joined here this morning with Janet Cimarelli, and we're trying to discuss some of the issues of people that listen to the show that have some health questions as it relates to either themselves or a friend or a relative. And the next question has a very interesting topic. And it's something we all do.
Yes.
Something we all may look at.
Yes.
And something we wonder at some point whether or not it's coming out right.
Okay.
And the question from the listener was, why might someone's poop float?
Okay. The answer is very easy, depending on the fiber content in that individual's diet and if they were using possibly some sort of fiber supplement, that would be mostly why it would sink or float.
All right. So depending upon the amount of fiber.
And the type of fiber.
And the type of fiber, whether it's insoluble or soluble. And it would have to do with, let's say they were using an over-the-counter product like Metamucil.
Right.
That would influence whether or not it's floated or didn't float.
Right.
Is it better to have floated poop or not floated poop?
Okay, there's the rub. Okay. many colon therapists and gastrointestinal specialists would very much recommend floaters rather than sinkers.
Okay.
And I have to say, predictable, healthy, possibly multiple movements a day would be more what I would look for rather than sink or swim. I'm going to say people who eat a lot of animal protein may very well have sinkers. Right. And people who follow more of a vegetarian or vegan approach to their diet, they most likely would have floaters.
All right. So, and if someone
has to do with your diet.
All right. So if someone were using both, both animal products and fiber products, they would still be classified as floaters, or do you think they would be still sinkers?
Sinkers.
Even though they have some vegetarian ingredients and food intake.
And as you mentioned, if somebody is using a fiber supplement, they're more likely to have floaters.
All right, good point. Next question came from a 67-year-old black male who has blood pressure of 155 over 80, and he's on blood pressure medication. And I would think his question, he didn't ask a specific question, but my interpretation of why he called in would be to find out whether or not there are natural supplements or natural remedies or ways he can reduce the blood pressure to where his doctor probably wants him at 110 over 70, which I think is the norm now that most cardiologists request that their patients be. Used to be 120 over 80, Janet, for many, many years. And I think as the pharmaceutical companies became more aware of how they can sell more pharmaceuticals, they somehow intervened with the FDA and got the FDA to lower the blood pressure readings down to 110 over 70. Now, that is my opinion only. I don't have any inside information that says that's accurate, but it's only an opinion of mine. So give us your opinion now as to what someone can do to get their blood pressure down, whether they be black or white. I think, though, that in these things that I've read, it's more difficult for black people to lower their blood pressure than white people.
And African-Americans have a higher risk of circulatory issues associated with elevated blood pressure. And so I have so much to say on this subject. I'm going to refer to someone else's opinion first. Dr. Slavin would mention on occasion that blood pressure of 100 plus your age for the systolic pressure. So for that gentleman who called in, it could be up to 167 over 80.
Right.
Okay. So that being said, I'm of the opinion that the medical community, who has a target of 110 over 70 or 80, the blood and achieves that 110 blood pressure, systolic blood pressure, through medication. Very often, the person who has that medication and ultimately that blood pressure, they feel like they're walking in slow motion. Their brain isn't working. Their energy is poor. They sleep very, very well, but they don't ever feel energized. And my view of it is that they are over-medicated. And so there is also a relation between glucose level and blood pressure. So if someone is on medication to lower their blood sugar level and on medication to lower their blood pressure, that person most likely is not going to feel very well. And so my suggestion is work very hard on balancing your glucose. So you have a glucose, say, between 90 and 95. Then the goal for blood pressure, I would say, it varies by individual. And unfortunately, very often when there's medication involved, a very petite older woman might be on the same dose of medication that a male of 6 feet and 190 pounds might be on. And so I think we need to acknowledge in the medical community that different size people, different gender, require refinement and subtlety when you're medicating for blood pressure. And so here's my other thought on the issue. Blood pressure medication was probably introduced into the population, let's say 70 years ago, 65 years ago, something like that. Cholesterol medication was introduced 25 to 30 years ago. What has been the result of all of those people taking those two medications, being treated by a physician? How has that affected cardiological disease? Not very well. We still have very poor numbers with regard to heart attack and stroke.
Number one killer.
Right. So what are we doing taking all these chemicals and not getting bang for your buck, so to speak? So, all right, let's talk about what are some of the natural ways that you can lower blood pressure. And I have this trio of substances that I routinely recommend for someone whose goal is to lower blood pressure in a natural way. And I use these three things because they all have other benefits.
Now, these three things you're going to speak about, do they apply to everyone?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah. Because they do other things, the dose would vary by individual because different people react to these substances in different ways. You can't predict. So you start very gently, and then increase where necessary.
So it's both for male and female.
Male and female.
Young and old.
Young and old.
Okay.
Okay. Now, this is assuming that they have addressed blood sugar issues, that their blood sugar is in a very optimized level.
Now, okay. Would that be using an A1C measurement over a period of 3 months to determine that?
Right. So you want an A1C of under 5.7.
Okay.
Okay. So the first thing that I'd recommend would be a fish oil. And I have a variety of different brands of fish oils that I recommend depending on the details that the individual has shared with me. So keeping in mind that one of the triggers for elevated blood pressure might be inflammation. So you do want a very nice balance between the EPA and DHA in the fish oil product that you choose. And usually I just start with 2 capsules a day, that the total milligram content of the capsule is 1,000 milligrams and the EPA, DHA is relatively well balanced. Okay, so
meaning
fish oil.
Well balanced to what number? 500 milligrams between the two? 600 milligrams between the two?
Okay.
Like a 360, 240?
Okay. Because I use a variety of different fish oils depending on the client, I don't really have a concrete answer for that. My inclination would be to be favoring a slightly higher EPA and a slightly lower DHA in this formula.
And that could be either a gel cap or a liquid.
Right.
Either one.
Whatever works
flavored
for that.
Flavored or not flavored.
Right.
Okay.
Depending on the fortitude of that client. And then my next recommendation is magnesium, because your blood vessels, when your blood pressure is elevated, your blood pressure, your blood vessels tend to be stiff, and more likely to be contracted, putting more pressure on your on your heart to push the blood through your body. So instead of the pump function of your blood vessels being optimized, because your blood vessels are tighter, you have ultimately higher blood pressure. And that, my general starting recommending dose is 250 milligrams taken at bedtime, dinner
now,
or bedtime.
The type of magnesium, there are so many different types of magnesium, Janet. And I think a lot of people get fooled, and a lot of people may buy based upon price. And the least expensive magnesium, to my knowledge, is magnesium oxide, as opposed to taking something like chelated magnesium or magnesium threonate or any other form of magnesium other than oxide. Do you have a favorite that you'd like to recommend?
I have several favorites depending on the individual's response to the magnesium, their ability to swallow either capsules or tablets, and certainly I'm recommend away from magnesium oxide that is very poorly absorbed and not necessarily able to do the job that is my goal. We need to stop right now and take a break, and when we come back, we can finish the discussion about magnesium and my final recommendation of the trio. And to all of our listeners, you're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Al Foreman, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You can find out more about the Save a Lot Nutrition Centers at this website, sav-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. See progress of the store coming together. Check in for pre-opening specials. Learn about EDLP, the unique saving opportunity of everyday low pricing. Want more information? Send an email to al@savealotnutritioncenters.com.
Concerned about your health and the health of your family? Tune in every weekday morning to Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'll be available for nutrition counseling sessions at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The store will be opening in November, and we will keep you updated on construction progress. Located at 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, in the Penn Dutch Center.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I am joined here this morning with Janet Cimarelli, and we're discussing some of the issues that people call in with questions about their health or their friend's health or relative's health, and how we could be of help to them by suggesting different ways they can deal with whatever issue is causing them, I say, bodily harm, because if they're not dealing with the issue in the body, they have no way to improve themselves and feel better. So the issue we're speaking about this morning has to do with blood pressure. And, Jenna, if you can just remind our listeners that even though they may be listening to the show, there may be points that they want to make note about, and they're going to be fearful that they missed it. But they have a way now of re-listening to the show. And how do they do that?
Okay, so they can go to SaveALotNutritionCenters.com, and then they will see where Save a Lot Nutrition Hour is archived, and they can see by date and a little bit of information about the subjects discussed during the hour, and so they can re-listen at any time, their convenience, on their computers, and if there might be a detail that they missed, it's there for them to hear again.
Very, very good point. And the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Store has a great, big, beautiful sign on the front of it facing State Road 7, and also a sign facing Northwest 31st Street. And the address of the store is 3105 North State Road 7, and that's in Margate. And it's in the Penn Dutch Plaza Shopping Center. No matter which way you're coming from, whether it be coming from the east or the west on Sample Road, you're going to make a turn to go south on State Road 7. And you go down a half a mile, you're going to see a Halloween spirit store or thrift store. I forgot the word they used, Janet.
It's called Spirit Halloween.
Spirit Halloween. You'll see it on the right-hand side. And if you look beyond that, you will see the sign for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, a nice big bold green letters on the front of the building. And that's where we will be located, and we plan on opening the middle of November, and we'll keep all of our listeners apprised of the progress that we're making and when you'll be able to start shopping there. And now we're going to go back to the issue of blood pressure. You mentioned two particular ingredients or materials that you like for blood pressure. You mentioned fish oils, whether it be a capsule or whether it be a liquid, in a dose that has a higher EPA than DHA. And you also mentioned magnesium, but not to use the composite of magnesium oxide because it is very poorly absorbed in the body. And you will mention, I think, other forms of magnesium as we continue on this conversation. But you said you have another third ingredient that can help people reduce their blood pressure in a normal or natural way rather than resorting to pharmaceuticals.
And the third substance is an amino acid. It's an extract of green tea, and it's called theanine. And what it does, along with the magnesium, is act as a muscle relaxer. So your blood vessels are muscle tissue, and you want those muscle, that blood vessel, to be very relaxed so that it can contract and relax and assist the heart in pumping the blood efficiently throughout the body. And the reason that I use these three components is together they're very efficient for modulating blood pressure. And each one of them brings additional benefits to this picture. So the fish oil is going to be helpful for relaxation, reducing inflammation, and enhancing, kind of thinning the blood, so to speak. So you enhance the ability of the blood to circulate through the body, and it reduces inflammation. Then the magnesium is supportive of quality sleep. That's why you take it either at dinner or bedtime. It is a muscle relaxer, so it stops spasms, and spasms in the blood vessels can be a contributing factor to elevated blood pressure. And muscle spasms throughout the body, your blood vessels are moving through muscle tissue, and if your muscles are tense and tight, it makes it more difficult for your heart to efficiently circulate the blood through your body. And then the last one is theanine. And in addition to being a muscle relaxing component, it also raises serotonin levels. So when you raise serotonin levels, the potential for reacting negatively to stress and having the stressors cause a rise in your blood pressure, the theanine tends to minimize that stress response. It is also a substance that's very helpful for supporting a good night's sleep. So I usually suggest one theanine product in the morning, and I usually start with 100 milligrams and then an additional theanine at night. And I tell people that just a tiny sip of fruit juice or a bite of fruit, not a whole piece of fruit, just a bite of fruit, enhances how the theanine will be utilized. So that's my basic three.
Top three.
Yeah. But I have two more suggestions that if people are concerned about lowering their blood pressure because of family history, and so a slightly more serious focus, they believe that they are at risk for heart attack or stroke above and beyond the general population, I'd recommend coenzyme Q10, and specifically the ubiquinol version, and chiolic garlic formulas. And they have the original chiolic extract formula that's sufficient, or you can take the specific formula for lowering blood pressure. It's a beautiful formula along with the garlic.
In fact, chiolic, I think, has several formulas for blood pressure and the heart. I know 106 and 108 are two of them that I recall. But I know you also like the liquid garlic from chiolic.
Unfortunately, for many of my clients, I like that chiolic liquid garlic. But that's what I recommend if someone is dealing with an infection, viral or bacterial, a sore throat. That chiolic liquid garlic will help knock it out very quickly.
Now, what role do you think stress plays with blood pressure?
Huge, huge role. And, you know, people tend to look for substances to soothe themselves when they're under stress. And very often the substances that they are using to soothe themselves psychologically, emotionally, are physically a negative choice, because these things may very well change their blood sugar levels, and that is a contributing factor to their blood pressure. So they're getting a physical impact to raising blood pressure, as well as that psychological, emotional impact to raise blood pressure.
So to review, the choice of your knowledge has a composite of a minimum of three different supplements, plus an additional two if those three need some support. And the first one you mentioned was fish oil. A two generally I don't know whether 1,000 milligram or 1,200 milligrams, but it's a higher EPA than DHA. And you recommend two of those a day. You also recommend 250 milligrams of magnesium. Is there a specific form or type or recommendation that you have for the magnesium?
The different magnesiums that I recommend are combinations of a variety of different types of chelated magnesium. So the chelating substances, amino acid chelating substances could be glycinate, taurinate. There are a variety there are several formulas that I go to that have that very efficient combination of chelated magnesiums. They also have magnesium oxide in the formulas, but the chelated profile is very important.
Can you let all of us know what brands that you would prefer? I don't want to put you on the spot.
Okay.
But I have special brands that I like over other brands.
Okay. So if I tell you my special brands, you're going to share with the listeners your special?
By all means.
Okay, good. All right. So if if people... See, both of these are 500 milligrams. So from time to time, we have to search for
that's
a lower
over,
dose.
Over okay. How many capsules or tablets?
One. Okay. And so the capsule version is from Life Extension and is called Magnesium Caps. And it's 500 milligrams and a proprietary profile of different forms of magnesium. But I found it to be very effective for a variety of different things, stopping muscle spasms, elimination, sleep, as well as lowering blood pressure. The other recommendation is from Cal, and it is one daily magnesium, but the drawback with that is it's a relatively large tablet, and many people can't swallow that large magnesium tablet. So depending on what the client is telling me, those are the two top ones that I tend to go for. When someone wants a food source magnesium, Mega Food has a food source magnesium. That's one that I also use.
Well, my two favorite forms of magnesium, one is called Magnesium Optimizer from Jarrow Formulas. And I use three a day on that particular one. And I also have a product from Jarrow that I use called MagMind, which is the new form of magnesium 3 and 8. And I take three of those a day. And the other important one was put on the market probably over 20 years ago by Twin Lab, Janet. And that particular formulation was potassium magnesium taurine.
Now, the Jarrow Magnesium Optimizer is that formula, is it not?
But it has other things in it also, and it's in a tablet. That's the only drawback to it, as you pointed out, that a lot of people may have trouble swallowing it because the tablet will get stuck on the tongue, and they become fearful of it clogging their throat when it goes down. But if you use enough water or enough liquid of anything, you'll get it down there with no problem at all. And then the third ingredient you mentioned was the theanine.
Right.
And you mentioned 100 milligrams during the course of the day and 100 milligrams at night.
Right.
Would you add anything if people said to you, I'm under a great deal of stress because of my job, because of my homework, or because of my house style that I'm living with, not being able to accomplish everything in the form of anything I do during the course of the day, would you recommend more?
Absolutely.
Hurt anybody?
Absolutely. My approach is very much to start in a slow fashion and observe what the client is experiencing and then adjust doses accordingly.
I know we've got our last break coming up, Janet.
And And you're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Mr. Al Foreman, and we are talking about blood pressure. We are certainly very interested in people giving us a call over the course of the show. 888-565-1470 is the number to call. I love listeners' questions. We'll be right back after this break.
Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That is where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait for special sales. Every day of the week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Want more? Go to info@savealotnutritioncenters.com.
Hi, this is Janet Cimarelli, and I want to keep you posted on an incredible supplement shopping opportunity coming soon to Margate, Florida, 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, just south of Sample Road on the west side of State Road 7, or otherwise known as 441. You will find Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. Stop in, say hello, get the latest news on EDLP and the great things you will soon find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Incredible pricing, knowledgeable vitamin specialists, free nutrition counseling, all coming soon.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And I'm joined here this morning with Janet Cimarelli, and we were taking questions from listeners that listen to the show on a regular basis, trying to help them determine what is their best course of action to take in situations such as we last finished with blood pressure. And Janet had made a recommendation that there are three items or materials that she likes best in dealing with people who have a condition of high blood pressure, and that being she likes fish oils, a higher dose of EPA than DHA, the magnesium in a capsule or tablet based upon the individual's needs, and of course, the item of called theanine, which is an amino acid which helps reduce stress in the body to help people relax and get them under control. And the other two items that she likes a great deal for support, one was the ubiquinol, coenzyme Q10, and I didn't get the last one, Jenna. What was the last one that you like?
The kyolic garlic formulas.
Right, in different formulas, which is based upon whether or not they have a specific heart condition or whether or not they have issues related to the family issues
right,
with respect to heart attacks or strokes that have taken place in their family over the years. And we hope that they have been beneficial to you to listen. And if you missed it for any reason, Janet, you can give them, the listeners, the website that they can go to rehear the show that is being played right now.
And it is www.savealotnutritioncenters.com. And that is S-A-V-A-L-O-T nutritioncenters.com. And you can see the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour area on the website, and the shows are archived. And as Al mentioned earlier today, this is a month of shows. So we have been broadcasting for a month. Time flies when you're having fun, right?
No question about it. And of course, we plan to do this for many, many years to come, because it's most important that people get some good information, honest information, as it relates to their health. And you, the listeners, are our most important topic that we have to pay attention to. So when you come to visit us, when we open the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in the city of Margate, you'll be able to speak to Janet on a regular basis. You'll be able to speak to me, and you'll be able to speak to a whole host of staff that have been associated with me over the years when I used to own Tunney's. And I think that you'll be very pleasantly surprised as to some of the people that will be working there that you may have known over the years working at Tunney's. And one of those people is going to be our special guest on Friday. And I'm speaking about Anita Arabia, who is a wealth of knowledge. She has been with me probably for close to, I would say, 20 years, since she was a teenager. That's how many years she goes back. And she has learned extremely well the value of proper nutrition and how to take care of the body. So she's going to join us on Friday as our special guest here in the studio. And as a reminder, Wednesday's guest is Dan Chapman from the Red Remedy Company, who we founded many years ago. And Thursday's guest is Dr. Sherry Rogers. And as Janet had said earlier, we'll be talking about her book that she wrote called Is Your Cardiologist Killing You? And I think that will also expose some of the myths that people have about how they can take care of their heart using natural remedies and different forms of either exercise or meditation or spirituality that goes into building a very healthy heart over the years. And I'm not sure if the book, it must include the theory of why reduce inflammation in the body, because I'm sure that's a contributing factor to many issues of heart disease, Jenna. So on your opinion, let me hear what you want to wrap up with as far as either blood pressure or we can tackle as food as medicine.
Okay. So just to finish up with regard to blood pressure and tying that into what we'll be speaking about with Dr. Sherry Rogers, I think that the gentleman who's been listening to the show and had the questions about blood pressure, it will be interesting to hear Dr. Sherry Rogers' perspective on how we should go about controlling blood pressure, what are optimal blood pressure readings, and so on. And certainly the role that stress plays, as well as the role that inflammation plays in blood pressure and heart issues. And okay, so we're going to possibly talk. Oh, I know. I did want to mention Jarrow Formulas Magnesium Optimizer. That's a very interesting formula. So you have magnesium that's going to cause the blood vessels and the heart to relax. And then there's potassium, which is so important. And unfortunately, many people who don't put too many vegetables on their plate, they might not have optimized potassium levels. And so the potassium is going to be the electrical spark, so to speak, in having the heart contract and relax, contract and relax. And then the third ingredient in that formula is taurine. And taurine is very important for heart health and something that is not measured very with any kind of regularity that I know of. So it's a formula that's very supportive of proper heart health and circulation. Taurine by itself is a relaxing amino acid, but also very important for your liver as well as your heart. So one of the aspects of that, many times people taking blood pressure lowering medication, they're going to, particularly if there is a diuretic association with their medication, they're going to be losing potassium. And their doctor may be very well aware of the potassium loss and suggest a potassium replacement, so to speak. However, the doctor is not recommending a magnesium replacement. And when you're dealing with a diuretic, you are losing all minerals, not just potassium. So that Jarrow Magnesium Optimizer formula is a very important formula for people with a focus on heart issues. The other part of this whole picture is you need the comprehensive balance of minerals. And I know far too many people who are on low sodium diets, and consequently their potassium is supported, but their sodium level is very low. And you need a proper ratio of potassium and sodium in order to have this whole picture work well. And very often when I talk to people and they're dragging around, they're on blood pressure medication and they're taking mineral formulas, so their minerals are supported, but the sodium is low. And when they start to add a little bit of sodium to their diets, things improve.
Well, I do want to mention, Janet, that an hour from now at noontime, that you can stay tuned to this station at noon and listen to Jolie Root, Jeff Donegan, and myself talk about several topics more of interest to our listeners. One is going to be artificial sweeteners, and the other issue is going to be B12 and all brain changes having to do with overeating for people that have gained a great deal of weight. So that's at noon today with Jolie Root, Jeff Donegan, and myself on Food for Thought. And Janet, I want to wish you a great day. And
thank
we
you.
Look forward to coming back tomorrow and giving some more great information.
I'll be here. And to our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. We'll be back tomorrow at 10. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.